You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Oh, wow. First day of high school No Dumb Idea High School. KDIHS.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
First day of school? Oof, this place is big.
Who are you two?
I'm gym leader Nate. I'm gym leader Nate. I'm really nervous. I just moved here.
And I'm Dala. And... I said it before you were, I knew you were about to ask, so
wow.
I figured I'd tell.
Wow. I'm Gibbledang and knocks boats out of Nate's hands.
No, already!
Gives Super Wedgie to Dala, who's about 2 feet taller than me.
Oh, I wanted that one.
Yeah! There you go.
Yeah,
you know, first day of high school, you gotta assert your dominance. And you two, you're my bitches. See you in class.
Oh, but I wanted to be the dom one. Dang it.
Oh, not again. This happens at every school.
Yeah. Gym leader Nate, could you be a pal and step on this soapbox that Gibbledang stepped on to unwedgie my wedgie, please?
No!
I'll help pick
fuck
up your books.
You! I'm not gonna be the lowest on the totem pole.
Oh, no! You turned my backpack inside out and put all the books inside of it and closed it.
It's all inside now, bitch!
No!
He gives you a front wedge, to finish off the back
first,
wedge.
First rule of life, hurt people, idiot.
I got the Hammock 94, oh jeez.
Oh. You guys see these little shits over here?
What total posers.
Yeah.
Derek, pass me some of that, pass me some of the weeds.
We're on the clock. We're not supposed to be smoking on the clock. What are you doing?
What?
Hold on, man.
You guys don't smoke on the clock?
No.
I mean, no. Yeah.
I mean, neither do I. This was a test. You passed. Great job.
Thank you. I mean, I guess as the PE coach, you could go to the field and smoke, but I mean, I have kids all day.
Literally. It was a test. I've been sent undercover by the board, the school board. You guys did great.
Yeah, this is my third year here, and I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Third time I've seen all these little shits come in and prance around and knock each other's books and give each other diaper wedgies or whatever.
Double wedgies,
An atomic double hammock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. How about you? I'm excited. I mean, I'm the new guy, but I'm pretty excited, you know. It can't be that hard, right?
Yeah, don't worry. You'll see. I've been here 15 years. At this point, I'm running off of pure nicotine and dreaming of my retirement.
Yeah, me? I'm running off of anger. But also that nicotine and, mainly coffee. And some PTSD that I'm going to project onto these kids. Because, oh man, they don't know what the fuck is going to hit them.
I don't know about that, guys. I'm the art teacher. We fine, you know? Like, kids, they come up with you with their trauma. We just draw the trauma out.
Big question. Well, how often on a daily basis do you get told to kill yourself?
To kill myself?
Because that number's about to go up. You're working in public school. the number's going to go up drastically.
Yep, it's true. I can tell you what, it's always going to be plus one, because me, every time I wake up in that mirror, I look in that mirror and I go, hey, buddy, today's the day. Today's the day you're going to do it.
That's
and you're
going to
do it in front of all these fucking kids. And you're going to show the principal who's really the boss here. Who's really influencing all these...
Greg, you gotta slow your roll, all right? I understand where you're coming from, but you still got a long time here, you know?
Here.
If you're going to leave anything to your nine daughters.
Yeah.
You got nine of them.
And I'm fine.
Gosh.
You can't leave.
I heard you're only 30 is what I heard, too. Jesus, you look so old.
Mm-hmm.
And so weathered.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's a compliment.
It's been raining, that's why, yes. That's how.
Fair. You do. Your face does look like a Picasso to me, and as an art teacher, I do very much appreciate that. So,
well, he's the science teacher, so he works with heavy chemicals a lot. You know, fumes, gases, steams, and whatnot. I'm assuming you've gotten shit on your face before, right?
Yeah, it's because I used to be in Vietnam.
Oh,
I worked directly in the development of Agent Orange.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Oh,
now I'm the chemistry teacher here at No Dumb Idea High School.
So you don't got long.
I've got a lot
way.
Of PTSD. I don't have long. I'm really mad.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know, I thought I was bitter, but now this is starting to make sense. Why you're a little extra angry.
Here, how about we try some artwork together? You know, maybe if you draw out, we could draw out some of that trauma.
Mom, are you 65?
That's the 90s, baby.
Hold on.
It's 94.
Oh, wait.
To be exact. Right.
I mean, what are you, 40?
What, as the history teacher, I think you should know this stuff, to be fair.
Who's the history teacher?
I gotta be...
The other guy.
You're talking about me.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you. At this point, it's just putting on History Channel. I just get those... Yeah. I get the VHSs. I special order them. I bring my own. I have my own
the brand new thing,
that I
VHSs.
Bring. I don't even worry about the school providing it because it's worth the money for me to not have to do shit. I wheel in that cart every goddamn day. Oh, God. I hope it's calisthenics today because otherwise I'm sitting out. I'm not doing this again. This is like the third time this week that my hairspray is worn off because I've been forced to fucking sweat too much.
Becky, you dumb fat always sit out in PE.
Oh my God, why would you call me that? That's so extreme.
Because it's true. Like, you always sitting there.
Oh my
you
God,
fatty.
It's the 90s. What? Who says that's so insulting.
It's a new word.
It's from Australia.
Is that a thing?
Damn it, Becky, like, you fucking made Susan sad.
Australia? Like the It's Ugh. Not a Knife guy?
Becky,
yeah.
You made me sad, you fucking bitch.
Oh my God. Lisa, shut up. You're fine. You always get so dramatic. Are you gonna do this all year again?
Yes.
And I'm going to help.
That's it? Just yes?
That was the plan,
You're committing to that full, like, hog right now? Christ.
Oh.
See another side of, let's see, the boys in the...
The boys' locker room?
Yeah. No. Like, they're across from, they're across watching this.
Okay.
Oh, man. Becky... She's, oh God, she's so cute. Wait,
what?
Why is she making Susan cry?
Well, because Becky's a bitch. Everybody knows that. Remember last year when Todd tried to ask her out and she didn't even respond and she just kneed him in the balls immediately? While hilarious, that was still a lot.
Well, his balls were out, so I don't blame her.
Oh, they're out? Oh, I didn't hear
they
about that.
They were out, bro. They were oh.
Whoa. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, dude.
She probably should have stomped on him again after he was down.
Yeah.
I don't know still, like that's a little extreme though, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, still. That might be too much. I don't know.
Yeah. Alright, you kids, I know, sorry, I'm the coach, I was distracted. Get back, right, we're gonna do drill, so you guys are up next.
Come on, okay.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
If we play dodgeball, I'm gonna see if I can hit Becky in the face.
Hey.
That way she'll know I like her.
I'll make sure you are facing Becky. Cool. Don't you worry still.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
All right.
It's dodgeball. I don't think you could. Okay.
We'll figure out a 1v1.
Not the way I play it as the coach.
Hey, yeah, thanks, coach. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here you go.
Insane.
Cool, thank you.
Let's do sex ed.
And ooh.
Dala, you could be the teacher trying to teach students.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, class. Like put like a ruler, like clap, 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 if you can. All right, class. We're here for sex ed. I don't want no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
What about muffs?
She said buts.
Hey. Peter, Tommy. I've been told to keep an eye on you guys, especially.
God, right. They haven't been doing anything
for this first part of the first part of the lesson. I'm gonna ask any questions. You know, let's see what you guys know already. Feel free, raise your hands. I'll call on you. You're gonna ask a question, and I'll confirm or deny whether it's real. Yeah, we got Tommy in the back.
Yeah, I got shut up. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Cleveland steamer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
I can take over for that. So that's when my pal, Cleveland, he comes over and, he sees a woman and he goes, "Auga, auga," and then steam comes out of his eyes.
Yeah, that's, thank you, Jeremy. That's perfect. Any other questions we got to dismiss?
I'm Peter.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry.
How long are we going to... Anyways,
Yeah. Any other questions? We gotta dismiss anyone. Any questions in here? Any myths with about sex?
Hello. Yes, my name is Jonathan with the Diarrhea Times. There's a I'm writing for an article here, and it says that pre-cum can make you pregnant from blowjobs. Is this true?
When did they let reporters into our classroom?
Oh, it's part of the journal class. Actually, that they're doing a co-op today. Some of the journal students didn't get sex ed, unfortunately, so we had to kind of combine the classes. Yeah, it's new curriculum.
Let's cut to that really quick.
Class.
I want pictures of Spider-Man, and I want them now!
Mr. Jameson, I don't know where I could get any. I mean, I got some comic books, but they're brand new, and they're going to be worth $1 million because Todd McFarlane drew them. I'm not going to give you those.
Ah, damn it.
Come back.
All right. Come back to me.
Yeah, so if you get some pre-cum in you, much like a dog, if you lick your crotch, you're gonna get pregnant. So yeah, you asked if you could get pregnant from pre-cum, and that's the only one way, trust me.
Licking a dog's crotch gets you pregnant? Oh, Becky's probably pregnant already.
good one.
Shut up!
Got her.
Gets up and runs out of class.
Yeah, Becky, go to the principal's office. Jesus, always disrupting the class.
Why is she such a disruption?
God, man.
Sorry, Miss H.
It's okay. I almost don't even want to do the demonstration part of the class anymore, but soldier on.
Do the demonstration. We wanted to see the muff diagram.
Yeah. All right, you got me. All right, so pulls down chart, pulls out stick. Okay, so this is the woo. <There's> like crowds.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's be the seniors planning for the senior prank.
Okay.
And then we just spitball ideas back and forth.
Okay.
All right, so I'm thinking a bomb.
Wait. Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that? A bomb?
Yeah, like a bomb. You
with,
know, like
with
we
what
could,
in it?
Like a feather bomb?
Like a stink bomb?
Yeah, like a stink bomb.
Not like
a
stink bomb. Like napalm. I know that. Mr. McVicker, the chemistry teacher, he knows how to make bombs for sure. He's always talking about it.
Yeah, he went to NASS.
So is this what like?
Yeah.
So we're going to do like a bomb threat call. Like we're going to pretend there's a bomb and be like, hey, no, there's a bomb in school, Annette. Now go to school.
I think
we can do a real bomb.
Yeah, I think Keith wants to actually make an actual bomb.
Yeah, and then the bomb could trail back to the city.
Uh-huh.
To No Dumb City.
Yeah.
That's a really good... Yeah. You know, we should like plan a time that we're going to make it. So we should do it at your house, Keith. Would that be cool? Can we make this at your house?
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, I got all the supplies already.
Oh, you got everything.
Yeah.
Okay. For bombs, for napalm specifically too.
Well, yeah, Mr. Like, McVicker, of course,
we're talking napalm. Napalm's the one with the fire, right? Like, I'm not misremembering. Like, that's not like lingo.
No, you're not misremembering.
That's the one that like burns down hillsides.
Like people's skins. Oh, that's okay.
Mr. McVick, I mean, he doesn't like it when I call him Dad. He prefers to call him Mr. McVickers. But you know, it's all cool. Like, I know he's got some
Keith,
stuff.
Wait, Keith, is that your
shed,
last name? Is your last name McVickers?
Well, I took my mom's name when she divorced him.
Who do you live with?
I live with my mom, but I'm staying with my dad for the weekend.
Anyways,
we should build a bomb.
We'll
back to the city.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have video messages.
Yeah.
Of what? I mean, we'll
hostage.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's perfect. So we'll plan tonight, 7 o'clock, your house, right? We'll all get there. You'll have all the supplies and the video camera ready, and you'll be there at 7 o'clock exactly, right?
Wait, 7:30. I'll get snacks.
7:30. Okay, PM. Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect.
PM. Right. PM. Okay. Because I can't miss school to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's fine. We'll make it work. We'll make Todd. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. Right, Todd?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
I got jazz band though.
Todd.
But I got band.
Hold on, Keith. Just give me 1 second. Hey, Todd, can you come over here?
Yeah, what's up?
We're not actually going to go. We're going to call the cops on this guy. We've known him for a couple of years, but that's not... I'm not going to jail for a senior prank. So
yeah, I was thinking something like...
I'm making sure he's going to be there so I know when to call the cops.
When and where. Okay.
If he tries to pull any fast ones on us, we could just fucking overpower him and throw him to the ground. And Mr. McVickers taught me some wrestling tactics from Nam.
Who do you think we're talking about?
Yeah, I don't think you were supposed to be in the huddle, too.
Huh.
It's me, I'm the principal. Principal Tom. Do-do-do-do. Oh, wait, huh. Where's my hole puncher? God damn it. Be a buzzing in. Susan, could you come in here, please?
Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm the secretary. Oh, hi, it's me, Susan.
Hey, Susan, I think, were there any kids in here? My hole puncher isn't exactly where I put it every time. It's to the left a little. Were some teenagers in here making a senior prank by chance that you know of?
That depends. Was it today?
I mean, it had to have been. I was here yesterday, and I put my hole puncher. I never put it to the left slightly. I put it exactly where it's supposed to be.
Well, Principal, you surely are the first person here in school, so I don't think so.
Damn. Hmm. I wonder if it's...
Hey, Principal Anderson, can you please help me? I can't get Becky to stop bullying me.
What is she saying exactly?
I don't know. She keeps saying something about, like... something about like a hole puncher.
You know what it is? I got you. I got you right in the ass. I know exactly what you're trying to do.
My what?
I got you.
You're not allowed to talk to students like that anymore.
What?
I could talk to. It's the 90s. I could talk however I want. Damn well want. Y'all and your damn senior pranks. I'm gonna go out there. Yeah, you're talking about the hole puncher. I go out. I'm like, Becky, where are you? And then you guys, just like last year, I step in a noose. I get pulled up by my leg. I'm hung upside down. And you guys hit me like a piñata. Well, I ain't falling for it again.
What?
I got you.
No, Becky said if I don't get, She said verbatim, if I don't put some jewelry through my ugly ears, she's going to take a hole puncher and make a piercing for me. What are you talking about?
The senior prank you guys always do. This must be a riddle. So,
No, I was...
Jewelry's in the
She
ear.
Threatened me.
I got it. An egg. You guys are going to egg my house. I better get the fuck home. Runs off, grabs keys, and runs off.
Oh, nice. I'm in the principal's office and known around.
So, my dad's house is going to be... Oh, wait, no, this is 90s. Do they talk like that in the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Clueless.
Do we talk like this?
Oh, my God. Do we talk like this still? Or now? This is how we talk now, guys, right? This is a new thing that we're doing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so... I love it. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're pretty God. Sure
I love talking like this. I think I'm the first person to talk like this. Oh, my
holy
God.
Holy shit.
So you were saying, like, you're... Oh, Becky, you were saying that your parents are going to be gone or something?
Yeah. My parents are going to be gone for a month, and I'm going to be taking care of the house, quote, unquote. And I'm thinking, you know, everyone seems to hate me and treat me like shit here for some reason. So what if I get on everyone's good graces and have a house party so they all come over and like me?
Damn. Isn't that like child negligence a month? Tim, you ever been left alone for a month?
No, I can't say. Like, my parents love me. Same. And they're... Honestly, it's kind of overbearing, but I love them back.
All right, you know what? Yeah, we'll come for a party. Yeah.
It's
I mean, sounds like you really could use some people around.
Well, I mean, my grandma's there, but she says that my parents went to a special farm very far away and that I'm going to be able to see them soon, so it's fine.
Oh, yo, holy wait. Shit. Do we get to
your
party
grandpa?
With your grandma?
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
Grandma Becky?
So
fuck!
Nana Becky.
Nana Becky. Oh, shit.
Yo, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
Oh,
all right.
Do you remember when Nana Becky showed up drunk to 8th grade graduation? That was great. Your Nana said the most heinous things to Mr. Malbec. That was crazy.
Let's cut
that
to
shit
that.
Was
Let's
sick.
I tell you why, you son of a... Who are you?
I'm Mr. Mall. I'm your grandson's teacher.
This
what
other
are you
bitch.
Saying?
Who is this other bitch here?
I'm Tommy. I was trying to pretend to be old to ask you to prom because you're just so cool, Nana Becky. But I fucked up. I failed.
Tommy, why are you in this flashback?
Oh, Tommy, I'm a different
why
Tommy.
Are you, why are you hitting? Yeah, that was Tim before. Tommy, why are you hitting on this old drunk woman? First thing about consent you need to learn. The drunken elderly can't give it. All right, get away. All right.
So anyways, there's going to be a party, and there's going to be booze and cocaine and Y2K, so don't even worry about it, guys.
Yeah, is your grandma single?
Wait, Y2K, that's like 5 years away. What are you so worried? Or 6 years?
What's so Y2? What is Y2K?
Oh, is that like KY jelly?
I think it's like a boy band.
Ooh, can we see a scene of Y2K the boy band?
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, it's the end.
It's the end of my love. You're gonna reset your heart.
Reset your heart, because I love your heart. Then again, but it's sorry.
We got the bad boy.
Heart. Then again, but it's sorry. I give it sorry.
That's the bad boy one.
Reset! Anyways, guys, so Y2K is going to be there. They're going to be rocking out.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
Wait,
see there, cunts.
I knew Y2K was going to be there. Damn. She's got that money. Yeah. You know Becky Selby's got that kind of money.
That of money?
I guess, hi, is it okay if I sit here? Sorry, I'm new, I've had a rough day.
I'm the lunch lady, I don't care where you sit.
Oh, okay, I can sit in the kitchen then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thank
just
God.
Just don't sit on the potatoes.
Okay, I'll just sit over here on the fish. Oh, man, let me tell you, these kids have been so terrible. I don't know what happened. Right when I got here, someone slammed the books out of my hands.
Oh, that reminds me. Smacks the lunch out of your hand.
No! Oh, man.
Good job, Gladys. Happens. Yeah, we almost forgot. Yeah. Do our due diligence.
That's right, Gladys.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we're the lunch lady twins, and we're here. One of us knocks your lunch out, and the other one gives you a new lunch.
Gladys and Bladys?
Yeah.
God.
One of us doesn't have a bladder.
This place is a nightmare.
You'll never know.
I don't need to know
one
that.
One of us is glad about it.
So what do I get? Can I have, like, a new chicken sandwich?
Mm. You can have the old chicken sandwich.
On the floor?
No, I'll give you a new one, but it's old. Like, from the back.
Oh.
Here you go. Tosses the bag of the sandwich, chicken sandwich.
It
ain't been stepped on.
But then I knock it out your hand. Oh,
it's so many different.
I got you again.
No! What am I gonna do?
Yeah. You may have heard of the. We. On our off time, we're Lucha Libre Wrestling Sisters.
Yeah.
You're gonna wrestle what? Me?
No, we're on the clock.
Oh, yeah, after.
That's in our off time.
Yeah, come on,
listen. Listen!
Okay.
Gosh.
Quick, Gladys, give him something.
Gives you a Tootsie Roll from pocket with, like, lint all over it.
Knocks it out of your hand.
No!
Ooh, we got you with a double combo.
What? And this Sunday, you could see us live down in Qualcomm Stadium. Get your ticket for $30.
Hey,
pay
grab
full
some price,
but you only need the edge.
While you're doing that.
Hey, reaches hand down mouth, pulls out muffin fully, like, formed.
Ooh, damn, kid, that was quick.
You're a quick
that
one.
That was quick, kid. I think you got what it takes.
Yeah.
You think?
Under the coaching of Gladys and Bladys, you might actually be onto something. We could turn this dweeb
why don't you go ahead
into a hero.
Squeeb.
Yeah.
Can I really be a lunch lady?
Yeah. Meet us down in Qualcomm Stadium at 9 o'clock tonight, and we'll teach you everything you need to know by tomorrow.
Oh.
And then nobody will be bullying you anymore.
Oh, wow. Should I come alone? Ooh.
Always
especially
come alone.
Especially bring $30.
Right. You got
bring
it.
The $30.
Oh wow, I can't wait. I'm gonna get to learn how to wrestle.
Ooh.
Next.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's the end of the year. You know, 94, what an eventful year, you know. You know, why don't we think of the sports section first? I think it's kind of unanimous. We all know who our favorite football player was this year. Let's all say it on three, right? Everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yep. One, two, three. O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Yep. Yeah.
Killing it this year. Oh,
that dude's like
God.
A Bronco the way he runs.
Yeah,
no one's going to
lose my head over that.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's so big, gloves probably don't even fit him, dude. Or even other clothes for that matter.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Still been killing it.
He's been killing it. Yeah.
Still been killing it.
Anyways, let's go. After. What's the next page?
Else? Yeah, what is it? 94. Oh, my God. My favorite song, Ace of Base. I Saw the Sign. Honestly, best song of the year. Top 100 on the billboards. Or top of the 100 billboards?
Nope. Top 100. All 100 slots, yep. Baby. That's how good it was.
I already own my I own my copy of it.
Ooh, on CD or VHS?
On VHS, on Laserdisc.
Whoa, the new invention? Wow.
I think so.
Like brand new, probably, I think.
Yeah.
No one can know.
I saw the sign.
You did. And you opened up your eyes. You saw the sign.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next section?
See.
What else we got?
My birthday is 9/11.
That's really
down.
It's hard to remember, honestly.
Your birthday is just 9/11?
Yeah, no year. Well, I guess every year, but
why is that? Why is that? Why is that interesting?
Yeah, true.
Well, I don't know. I just
you're being
kind of
selfish.
God,
bringing
fine.
It up.
Let's forget about it. Can we forget about the whole 9/11
thing? I'm sure your birthdays will get better in your 30s. anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe late 20s. So.
Yeah. Or maybe like
let's say in like six years. Yeah, let's just
6 years from now. I hope so.
I'll hedge my bets. Yeah,
like seven-ish. Those bets.
Yeah, 6 to 7 years, depending, give or take.
No. Six, seven.
Terrible.
Seven.
What's that mean?
Hey, that someone mean get that kid out of here. Someone get that kid out of here. Who is that guy?
I gotta go.
That's like a 60-year-old man. Get him out of here.
Time travels back.
I was about to say. Well, that guy must have seen Back to the Future, the brand new movie that just came out like a few years ago.
All right, I know this is. I know we haven't really done this before, but can we talk about how we actually got video game? Like, people started talking about video games in the AV club for the first time now that Doom is out.
Oh, I fucking love
video
Doom, dude.
Games are for nerds. No one's gonna like.
Oh,
video
come
games
on,
are dead.
Dude.
That's a dead medium. It's
a
dead.
It hasn't even started.
I bet Doom will be the most downloaded software right after Microsoft. I bet you.
I bet you that there soon they'll be able to make like twice as many guns as you to have. Like not yeah. just like, and I bet you they can make like different people. To come around the corners, you don't know. You don't know what they'll do.
There's like so much room for innovation. They can have like, I don't know. Like we haven't seen boobs in video games yet, so you know.
Imagine boobs in real life all the time.
See, Kyle, this is why you're going nowhere, and I'm gonna learn to use computers, and I'm gonna go places.
Yeah, for his name isn't is his last name isn't
or
Zoom.
My name's not John McIntosh.
Well, I may be going nowhere, but this dead end, it's not too much of a dead end job. I love teaching here. Hey,
wow, pathetic, sad.
You're gonna be a teacher here? Ew.
I think he's the teacher. You didn't realize he was the teacher the whole time? Dude, it's been a whole year. How'd you not know? You thought this class was just like a like student-led class?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I've needed glasses for a really long time, and my parents don't pay attention to me, and so I can't see
from all
most
the,
things.
It's probably from all the video games you're playing.
Breaks into 90s intro theme song. He's a secret teacher. He's in your class. Don't fuck up or he'll be on your ass. You don't know that he's there.
Who's that?
This someone jump in. Thank you.
Who is he? Is that why is that? Why is that kid so cool? Who is he?
And then it's that fast, like that 70s, like da 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 bump 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 da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da. Yes, precisely. Huh? What? Where? And why?
Did you say who?
Is that the acting? Is that?
Yes. And who, my young lad, are all of you?
Am I acting now? I'm Fred. I'm Fred. I really like sci-fi movies, and I wanna be in a sci-fi movie. So I'm gonna learn how to act. So I figured, drama club, start doing that.
Yes, yes, you come on stage, Fred. Yes, come up, please.
Do what on stage?
Woo! Come.
Oh!
Sorry, I'll get up there. Here we go. Okay.
And you, the other one that clapped.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Kieran. Last name Knightley.
Kieran.
Yeah.
Kieran Knightley.
Yeah, in case you, I don't know. I knew there's two Kierans in here.
That's good.
Someone's parents are hippies.
How'd you know?
Oh, God, she heard me. What? I didn't say that. That was that kid.
I have really good hearing. I hope nothing happens to it, though, because I feel like that's going to be my... I could hear you from across the room real well, but I hope nothing happens to my hearing, because... I'm banking on it. I want to be an ear doctor.
How does hearing better help you fix other people's ears?
Now, everyone shush up.
Oh, sorry.
Now, everyone, look at the two lead actors here on stage. We have Kieran and Beeren. What was your name first?
Fred.
Fredward.
Fred, I'm sorry. Yes, Fredward. Fredward and Kieran, yes. Now, two actors, malleable putty in my hand.
Huh?
Yes.
Sorry, your hands are cold.
He gives you a scoop.
Very putty-like, too.
Very putty-like. Squishy. Class, look, everyone gather around this man's body. Look, I could give him a squeeze, and my handprint still stays.
What does this have to do with the acting?
You're sorry, I'm getting distracted. Now everybody back up. Everyone back to your seats.
No, I think acting. I get it. I think I understand.
Yes,
your body has to be malleable, just like your acting needs to be malleable if you really want to be a great actor.
My God, I've done it. I've actually done it.
Huh.
I'm finally taught acting.
Wait, learning.
What is she talking about? That doesn't make any sense. How do I act? How do I be in the next Jurassic Park?
I'm so proud of you both. You continue your scene. I'll be backstage.
What scene? Oh. Is he gonna go take a nap again? He keeps taking naps.
No,
we're trying to
I think
do
those,
this club.
I think those naps are actually acting naps. I think he's not really napping. He's just... anyways, to be or not to be, that is the question. For it is my ears that can hear real well.
Was that Casablanca?
Yeah. I'm a big fan, eh?
Rosebud!
Rosebud! Stella!
Movie. See, it's good to be another person who knows movies.
I can't wait for the new Jurassic Park 2. I'm so excited.
I'm going to be in it. I'm going
to
be the new little kid. Yeah? Just you watch.
Can I be the other new kid? Do you think?
No.
Could you? I mean, I know I'm not going to go far. That's why I wanted to be an ear doctor.
Don't use me for your success, okay? Try and respect my vision.
Is that a pun? Because I want to be an ear doctor. You're going to be like an eye doctor. Is this what you're getting at?
The thing that I'm not talking about?
I'm going to be an actor. What are you talking about?
I don't know. See, you got a... What's up? You okay there?
Yeah, it's a little hungover. You know.
I feel that.
Try not to yell, you know, or turn the lights on, or.
I'm sorry.
I gotta hang it in. I gotta keep it in there. Yeah. The kids are gonna know. The kids will know, and then I won't hear the end of it.
Hey, I won't tell.
How are you?
Sorry. I'm fine. I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna go warm up some fish. In the microwave, you know?
Just walk over. It's fine. All right. Okay. No, I'm going outside.
Whoa. Oh, hey. Where's that guy going?
I think he said something about letting kids know something. I don't know. I forget. I got some extra fish you want.
Oh, yeah. I'll take some extra fish. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife made some, you know.
I'm the new janitor, by the way. Yeah, sorry. It's nice to meet you.
Mr. Erickson. Mr. Erickson.
Oh, Mr. Erickson. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
I may just get some of that fishy. Yeah. Man, cleaning up after these kids is crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, what's probably the worst thing to clean up? I imagine it's probably puke or something.
No, it's mostly shit when they shit on the walls.
Ring, ring, ring. Hey, somebody say fish? Sorry about that. I'm the new custodian. Hi, Mr. Erickson here. How's everyone doing?
Wait, your name's Mr. Erickson?
Some fish?
My name's...
Let me go and get some... janitor. Let me eat some fish.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Mr. Erickson, come here. This guy's an imposter.
What was that?
I was with my wife the other day, and she made this fish.
What's her name? What's your wife's name by chance? Sorry, I'm just, maybe I know you. Yeah.
Christine.
Why? No.
Interesting. I just I knew it. I knew he was a doppelganger.
Fish.
Give me that mop. It's me. Yeah, break it down. Get back. Back.
Grabs broom.
Yeah, grab the other side of this broken mop.
Yeah, here, let me get one. Is that a doppelganger? Why? What's that monstrous creation that's walked in?
Another doppelganger! Get him!
Oh,
wait. Hold on.
Hello? Anybody say fish?
Yep.
Stab. Yeah. Oh, my God. The school's infested.
I was
going to
say,
Christ.
I knew all the janitors, so as soon as he came in that uniform, I was creeped out.
Really, that was really creepy how he kind of just came in.
Oh my God, there's
another one! Why are they all me?
Oh, this guy, this one, wait, he's bleeding real blood.
That guy's a real,
wait, that third guy's real.
Cut back to Mr. McVicker's chemistry class. And you see, that's why you don't need to worry about the ethical choices of making a clone of the janitor, because then you'll have more janitors and a cleaner school. Any questions?
This like a, I had a question. Was this like a The Fly thing? Because it looked like
no
Mr.
Questions.
Erickson. No questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
Mr. McVickers. Oh, no questions. I have a statement.
No questions. He packs his things up and he runs out the classroom.
All right. I guess we can just start drinking these chemicals and see which ones do right.
Fair.
I gotta figure out somehow. I don't want to fail this paper. I don't want to fail this paper.
I think there's a chemical in his desk I see him drink a lot of that makes him a little bit more tolerable. So I'll try that one.
Grab that one.
Let me see.
Heineken.
He's drinking a Heineken at work.
Heineken, that's good.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it's on the periodic table, I think, right?
It's got helium in it, potassium in it, some other stuff. It looks like.
Oh, take swig.
Oh my god!
I'm Mr. Erickson!
Oh no! Breaks about. Get back!
Alright! Woo! What's up, guys? How's everyone doing? Okay, I can't hear you guys. Who is hip to be dare?
I don't.
The two guys are dancing. It's hip to be dare.
This is so lame. Gosh,
we're clean, drug free.
I feel like I want to do more drugs.
Everyone, stop talking. No more talking.
That's right, kids.
During the presentation, everyone stop talking.
Now, it's important that we all remember exactly what not to do when it comes to buying drugs. You need to know what to avoid. For example, some good places to avoid would probably be rundown convenience stores on the other side of town. Behind libraries.
Yeah, know what a cop looks like. Terry, come out.
Hey, kids.
Now, this is Terry. Can everyone say hi to Terry?
Boo. I mean, hi.
Yeah,
who said that?
No.
Who said that?
No, boo was the right response. See, we don't trust cops. We don't want...
No.
This is what... You keep an eye out for a cop. If this guy offers you drugs, look for the seam lines in his vest around his shoulders. Look for the blue bootcut jeans and black boots. It's going to be there. Cap. Shades. All right? Are you guys taking notes?
Yeah.
Remember, kids.
I am, actually.
We are to be feared.
All right. Get back over there, scary Terry.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
It's hip to be dead.
Hip to be dead. It's hip to be dead.
Hip to be dead. I kind of like this now.
Now remember, kids, one of the most dangerous drugs you can do in all of existence is weed.
Now, or is it?
Or is it?
Now, I'm going to need a volunteer from the audience. We're going to show you exactly how drugs work. You. You.
Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
All right, fine.
Come on. You can
come
on.
I'm coming up.
Yeah, bring him a round of applause. Yeah. Hip to beat.
Maybe he did the one or something.
Dance with us, yeah.
Oh, God. They're grabbing my arms and legs and making me dance. This is so lame.
Hip to be dead.
All right, so we're going to demonstrate for you exactly how drugs work so you know how not to do them. All right, so we both have a joint here, right? And we're going to, yep, we're going to head and,
Oh, thank you.
All right, Timmy, now hit this. Hold it in.
Go on, hit that shit, good. Hold it.
Hold it, yeah, hold it.
Yeah, breathe it out. Shit. Breathe it out. Yeah.
I kind of like this, actually.
Everybody, let's give a round of applause for
Timmy. Yeah, good job, Timmy. You can keep that as a souvenir. Anyways.
Thank you.
Now, Timmy, actually, just go ahead and sit up front right here, because we're going to call you back in a little bit. Next up, crystal meth. So, crystal meth, in large amounts, very toxic, capable of overdosing, but in just the right microdose, oh my god, it could feel great. You could feel like you're walking on clouds.
Now remember, you're not like supposed to do meth, even though it makes you feel like Superman.
Exactly, at the right dose.
At the right
a little bit over
dose.
That,
so
time.
Here's the exact dosage of what that is. It's gonna you're gonna fill
you,
it up to
Timmy.
This.
Come here.
Oh,
yep,
Timmy,
back up. Come on.
You.
Back up.
Back.
Fucking.
Canba. Yep.
All right, you done with that joint? Okay.
Sorry.
Good.
Yeah.
Here you go. Take this pipe.
I don't think I've ever done this, but fuck it.
There we go. Light the crack lighter.
Okay. There you go. With the crack pipe, you have to spin the pipe kind of as you light it. You know, usually with weed, you just kind of, you don't have to do the whole rigmarole of all of it.
Timmy, how are you feeling? How are you feeling, Timmy?
Oh my god, you guys have my parents' faces.
We're just fucking with you, Timmy.
It's not a hallucinogen. That's not how that
oh,
works.
Damn.
Now we're going to do hallucinogens, and you're going to see how that works.
I think it's good.
Dare assembly turns into force-feeding a child every drug.
All right. Thank you here, everyone. tap mic, tech mic. Thank you for coming to our graduation, you know. It's been a long ride, you know. A lot of senior pranks on me, which I caught y'all. I got a lot of y'all by the ass, you know. Figured it out.
Those still weren't pranks. People died.
Hey, hey. I know about that fish mutant prank, you know. Mr. Was it Michaelis? Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I like that one. That was a good prank.
It's McVickers.
Yes.
He went to jail for that.
And, hey, sometimes pranks have consequences, kids. See, you should learn. Learn from your
elders. No, I didn't.
You should I think he got out, actually.
Oh, God,
hey.
He's here. He should.
Is security? I think he's here. You should.
Oh, God.
Where are we?
He's in the back. Oh, God, man. That guy runs really fast like an O.J. Simpson. Jesus, like when he was playing. Anyways, we're all here for the graduation of 94. You know, we want to celebrate all the students, young and old, you know, that passed through here, you know. And I thought we'd start off with some of our, you know, we have a few valedictorian speeches. So let's hand it off to Becky for number one, for start off with Becky.
God.
You guys were so cruel to me, and fuck all of you. And when I become rich and famous, you guys are gonna fucking regret it.
Yeah, you fucking deserve it, Becky. Oh, my daughter.
You're right, bitch.
Oh, thank you, Becky. That was, you know, touching words, you know.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, fuck Becky!
Yeah, they got her off the stage. All right, and I think next we have Tommy. You know, Tommy. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Principal, dude. All right, first of all, I'd like to thank all you nerds who did all of my homework for me. Already got the piece of paper. I can be honest about it. I don't give a fuck. Thanks to all you guys for doing my homework. I didn't have to do shit. I just sat around and just rewatched old movies all day. That shit was awesome. I didn't even come to school. I stayed at home.
Thanks for the collective effort.
Woo! This is a group effort. Really, we all graduated valedictorian. Yeah,
Tommy. You know, so it's inspiring. I feel like Tommy's going to be a great billionaire who apes off, you know, the hard work of his employees. Ugh, love that guy. Good guy. I'm also being told to real quick ad break for this Saturday. The Luchador Lunch Ladies, Gladys and Bladys, will be performing. Gladys and Bladys. Make sure
that's right. We'll see you all there.
I'll take you all down.
And I'm the new lunch lady.
Sadis.
Yeah. Thank you, Gladys, Bladys, and Sadis. I think we have a couple more.
We have the We came back to remind you about the dangers of drugs.
But also, we're graduating too.
Real quick, can you make sure you show them how to not do drugs by showing them how to do drugs?
All right, if you need our help, we'll be shooting up heroin in the back if anybody needs some careful instruction. Get your needles ready. How not to.
Yeah.
Hard cut to like the, they're doing like the cane.
Yeah.
So that's how they actually were walking up the, like when they're walking up later, they're all just K-leaning, like up.
They're just K-leaning. Hip to beat.
They're
trying to do the dance and they're just barely twitching.
Thank you. God. Yeah, thank you, Drug PSA guys. I'm trying to think, is there anyone else specific name before I go into plug one?
It's me, Derek, and I'm about to perform my senior prank of holding the city hostage and having one big bomb under No Dumb Idea High School and No Dumb Idea City. Time for plugs, Kablooey.
Oh,
he blew up
everything.
He died.
Wow!
Do you guys remember that time in
high school?
Yeah, remember when we all like almost died from the explosion in the gymnasium during graduation?
That was crazy.
It's a good thing that Derek's bomb was like, I guess his math was all wrong because it literally was just him that exploded.
It was like 40% Elmer's. It was like 40% Elmer's glue. Bro was doing nothing but killing himself.
It also turned out he ate the bomb, which I don't think he knew to do.
Yeah, he didn't understand the whole suicide bomber thing. He thought he had to have it inside of him, and I don't even know why. It's not like there's metal detectors at school.
Yeah, in the 90s. Yeah. 90s, they were like, bring everything in metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the story of our fourth host, Derek. Mm-hmm. And how we lost him. This was all his idea a long time ago. Places Rose on headstone. We visit him every year.
God. The crazy thing is this podcast actually started as a senior prank.
It was.
We're carrying it on for him.
Derek's honor.
I remember it like it was yesterday. All right, you guys got any plugs?
Sure.
Yeah, you can just follow me at Gym Leader Nate. Shout out to the crazy chemistry teacher. Yeah, shout out to
no one remembers his name.
Drugs.
He does not remember his name.
Yeah,
Mr. McFingers.
Yes.
Shout out to Becky.
Yeah, shout out to Becky for throwing that party. One day everyone looks
with Nana Becky too.
Oh, shout out to Nana Becky.
Double shout out.
Oh, and Y2K. Shout out to Y2K.
Shout out to Y2K, the hit boy band.
That's gonna be a good band.
Yeah, that's a good one. Shout out to Bullying. Gotta love it. Bring it back. I'm missing Bullying.
Oh yeah.
All right. Hip to be dare, everyone.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.